chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is going to spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. They know that Santa's on his way. He's got to be. He's got all kinds of good things in his sleigh. And every mother's child is going to spy to see if the reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 0 to 132. I know it's been said many times, many ways, but Merry Christmas to you.
That's Mike Waite. Mike, welcome to the studio. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank
you. That
was
gorgeous. I love the line about Santa's on his way. He's got to be. That's just what a kid would say. He's got to be. He'll be here. Bringing a little bit of Christmas cheer to the studios this afternoon, a local singer-songwriter, Mike Waite, in the studio with us during today's weekday program. By the way, stay tuned at 3:30 for In the Pines. The Boys of the Lock will be on. I believe there's some Christmas music there as well. But Mike, you stopped by today. You said you got a couple of Christmas songs for us, and there's an event coming up Saturday, too, you want to tell us about.
That's right, yeah. It's a concert at Kauffman Auditorium. Myself and Jim and Ray, and also Carrie Yost and my wife Erica is going to be dancing as a part of it. It's sort of well, it's a coming together of a group of musicians. There's the idea was conceived at this summer's Hiawatha Music Festival when we were all put together in a workshop. I should say, yeah, well, that group that I just mentioned was together, and we just had a really nice time of it, of playing together, and Jim Pennell had the idea to put a little more effort into making a show out of that group, and so that's what we've done. We've invited a couple more musicians. Jason Moody will be playing bass, and John Churchville is coming up from Ann Arbor. He's He's a percussionist. He'll be taking part. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. Yeah. Cool.
Will this also be kind of a seasonal concert, or is this just a group kind of coming together, mutual attraction?
I suppose it's hard to not be seasonal. I mean, if you mean, will it be like holiday themed? Is that what you mean?
Well, we'll be playing a little bit of holiday music.
I have some ideas, and I bet there are some others that I don't know about yet.
Okay.
That
so it hasn't quite all come together yet.
Right. We're still kind of
going with the flow.
Yeah. Talking about things, but it won't be entirely, seasonal.
Yeah. A lot of good energy, though, coming our way Saturday.
Well, I am excited for it. It's a great time to have a show because people come to town that you haven't seen in a long time, and it's just sort of a different time of year. Everything's, in a little magical time.
Now, that was Saturday at Kaufman, right, here in Marquette?
That's right.
What time is that again?
I believe it's 7:00.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll check on that.
Yeah.
Make sure everybody knows. But you brought a couple more Christmas songs for us this afternoon.
Yes.
What do you got?
Well, this one's another. This is a song about second to tune here.
Mm-hmm.
A song about Santa Claus. It's a song I wrote that there's people have all kinds of different ideas about Santa Claus, and I like to I guess I wanted to write a song that touched what I found to be really important about this story and the spirit of Santa Claus, because it kind of gets distorted by one thing or another. I mean, which is what all great stories do, I guess. They wander around and people make. But this one in particular, you've got the plastic guys. I mean, I love those plastic guys and everything, but. You know what I'm saying is it's a long way from Saint Nicholas, this guy in what is now Turkey, I guess, is where he lived, and who was just a very generous person, and used his position to help people on their way. I mean, particularly, I guess there were at that time if a young woman didn't have the money, if her family didn't have the money for a dowry, she would likely end up as a slave, I think, and that was just the way it was. And so he knew that if at the right time he dropped a little golden ball in somebody's shoe, he could change their life and really set them free. And that's a beautiful thing, and that's I think the spirit of that. I try to evoke a little of that, and as well as my own experience.
Okay.
Spirits move like snow through trees, drifting on so endlessly. For the children's eyes to see at the bottom of December. Oh, take my wisdom and break it down, my sophistication. Let it fall beneath the cold, hard ground, so my soul can remember the once as I was lying there through the window of the way back. I know I saw him standing there,
leaning on a chimney stack. Oh, Santa Claus, come into my heart. Oh, Santa Claus, let me see my Lord of Love as a baby one more time. One more time. One often that I've looked again on rooftops everywhere I've been. I can't remember where or when, or even if the spell was broken. See, people tell me it's a lie, but I cannot believe them. They say you're just some North Pole snapshot guy, as heartless as a token. Out across these winter nights, the snow is strongly falling, and 100 million candlelights are listening and calling. Oh, Santa Claus, come into my heart. Santa Claus, will you let me see my Lord of Love as a baby one more time. One more time. One more time.
Did you want to... Did you want to play the next one straight in?
Sure.
Okay.
This is... Well, it's another Santa Claus song. It's I'm on a Santa Claus kick. But this is not... Well... With any great story or religion, it seems like it's human nature to... want to twist it a little to manipulate other people, and I'm no different. That's what I've got little kids that you know, and I think this is the, you know, the threat of coal is. Yeah. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm gonna tell you why. Santa Claus is coming to get you. He's got you on his list, and he's checking it twice. He's looking over the top of it, and he ain't looking nice. Oh, Santa Claus is coming to get you. He knows where you've been sleeping. He knows all of your mistakes. He's always somewhere creeping. Roy, and he's not giving any breaks, no. Santa Claus is coming to get you. I saw him yesterday in the corner of the store. Yeah, the time when you were getting angry and screaming for more. I said, Santa Claus is coming to get you. Watch out, 'cause Santa Claus coming to get you.
Uh-oh. Yeah, and how do your kids like that one?
Well, you know.
They suddenly behave and...
Everything's just peaceful around the house now, so... I'm sure.
It worked. We're talking to Mike Waite here, local singer-songwriter, bringing us a little bit of Christmas cheer and other feelings about the season. And also got the show coming up this Saturday night at Kauffman Auditorium, 7 o'clock, 7:30. We'll let you know. We'll look that up to confirm the time. But can you tell us again who's going to be there Saturday night?
Carrie Yost, and also Casey Gallagher's coming up. He's, I can't remember where he's living now, but anyway, he's coming from far away to join her, and also Jim and Ray. And myself and my wife Erica and bassist Jason Moody and percussionist John Churchville. Wow. And beyond that, a dancer quite, I don't know her last name, but her first name is Tara. She's going to be joining Erica and Carrie in a dance, so they've been working out that, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a great time Saturday night at Kauffman Auditorium here in Marquette. Mike, do you have another song for us? We got a little window here if you want to. If you got one more Christmas or otherwise that you'd like to share with us.
Sure.
None of the guitar is looking kind of lonely.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe it's in better tune than this one. This one. You come in from the winter and it takes about an hour for them to settle in.
You gotta warm up, yeah.
Well, called a hermit thrush. You hear it in the summertime, early spring early summer and spring. But it seems to sing after all the other birds have called it quits, and so it, those really quiet, peaceful times, and it has this high song that cuts through very well. So anyway, that's what this song's inspired by. Well, I've seen the fertile valleys, avocados on the trees, and I've danced with happy strangers all aboard the salty seas. Baby, if I won the Powerball, I'd give it all away for the song of the river thrush at the end of a summer day. I picture your sweet body on the day that you were born. I met you in the city, your heavy coat was worn. Oh, but you sang a song so sweet and true of long ago and far away. Yeah. Sound like the song of the river thrush at the end of a summer day. Do
there's a bomb inside my bedroom. A fallout shelter in the hall. There's a list inside my pocket. And there's termites in the wall. There's an angry mob outside. Oh, but just above the fray, lady, is the song of the river thrush. At the end of a summer day, oh, when my life is over and I'm standing on the shore, I won't have my dear eyeballs to see your body anymore. Oh, but I'll hear your spirit singing, if it's a million miles away, just like the song, just like the song, the song of the river thrush. At the end of a summer day.
Mike Waite in the studio with us this afternoon. Mike, thanks so much for coming by, sharing some great music, and I hope you have a great show Saturday night.
Thank you, Hans.
Sounds great.